I am full tonight, I want you to know there's no room for anything else if I'm full tonight. Can I get an amen? Just to be full of Jesus Christ. Now, let me say this tonight. Turn me down a little bit there, Brother Brandon. Now, let me say this tonight. It is hard to stay full. Now, I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about being filled with the Holy Ghost. It's hard to stay full of the Holy Spirit the way you want to feel the feeling. The same amount of the Holy Spirit's in you. The same amount of the Holy Ghost is in you. The same amount of Jesus is in you. You don't get more. It's just being more in tune with the Spirit and being able to hear it, being able to tell what He wants you to do. So tonight, I want to preach a title on Fill Me Up. This title came from right across from the National Guard Armory in Sullivan, Miss Grace Hawkins, I believe is her name. She's got a filling station there that she still pumps your gas. And I pull in there, and every time I pull in, she says, "How much you want?" I said, "Give me a dollar's worth." And she gets to laughing. She said, "Preacher, how much you want?" I said, "Fill me up. Just fill me up." I said, "There's no way I'd let you walk all the way out here and do your job and not put no more in than a dollar," aggravating her. I said, "Just fill me up." And when I pulled off, the Lord said, "Boy, if you just let me fill you up." So tonight, I want to preach on just fill me up. Lord, just fill me up. 1 John chapter number 1, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Now, if you're glad to be saved, say amen. Amen. If you know you're going to heaven, say amen. Amen. All right. And the Bible says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the Word of life." 1 John 1. Now verse number 2, "For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us, that which we have seen, and we heard, and we declare unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you." And here's what I want to preach for a few moments. And He said, "We're telling you what we've seen, what we've heard, and what we've handled, so that your joy may be full." Father, I do love you and I do thank you for this night that you've allowed us to assemble back tonight to just lift up the name of Jesus. Father, I pray whoever tonight this needs to be filled up, Lord, I pray tonight they get filled up with you tonight. Father, I thank you for this night. I thank you for this time to come and study a portion of your word. Lord, I thank you for the songs that we've sung. I thank you tonight, Father, what goes on in this place. And Lord, I pray you touch somebody real good tonight. Be with Sister Kathy Woodham as she's at the yard there in Amory. Lord, I pray that you touch her and they find out what's going on. Lord, I pray tonight that you bless them. I pray tonight you bless this service. Have your will and way. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. I ask it tonight in no other name but the name of Jesus and all of God's people saying. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Just fill me up. As we come tonight, Apostle John said that he wrote this. He wrote this epistle. He wrote this down. He wrote this letter inspired by the Holy Ghost. He wrote it and he penned it down tonight that as a child of God, our joy should be full and complete. I'm talking about full of joy and complete in what God has called us to be. I don't know about you tonight, but there's so many times that our joy can get depleted. It can get on empty. It can get half full and not be where God would have it to be. So many Christians, I wrote this down. So many Christians walk around on empty or on a half a tank of joy. They're on empty or they just got a half a tank. They're not full. They're not bubbling up. When you run into them or you see them, you can't really tell that they've been in the presence of Almighty God. There's no glow about them. There's no peace about them. There's no joy about them. Why? It's because the pressures of this world has drugged them down. The pressures and the anxiety and the things going on in this life have drugged them down. But I want you to know, John wrote here in probably 85 AD, he said that your joy may be full. If they was having a problem after the death of Christ that soon, we're going to have problems keeping our joy full too. Can I get a witness? But this afternoon you said, "Preacher, what can I do to be on full, or are you on full?" Why not say, "Lord, fill me up"? I want to give you a few ways tonight that your joy can be full. I'm talking about happiness. I'm not talking about buying things. I'm talking about just full of a Holy Ghost. I'm talking about Holy Ghost religion. Holy Ghost down in your bones, down in your soul, down in your spirit. You know when God's speaking. You know when He's touching. You know when He's all over things. And you're so full of that joy. Tonight, I want to show you this throughout the Bible. Number one tonight, I see in this text that joy comes from the presence of the Lord in our lives. Joy comes from knowing that God is in your lives. He says in verse number 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. So when you have that presence of the Lord in your life, it just does something in a person's life. Psalm 16 and verse number 11, the Bible says, that will show me the path of life. He said, if you want to know what God wants you to do and you want to have joy, the Bible says, thou will show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy. He said, in the presence of Almighty God is fullness of joy tonight. If you want to have joy in your life, I'm talking about full of joy and unspeakable, and you want that in your life, you get in the presence of God, you get where God is, and I promise you tonight, you'll have joy like never before. He says that thou will show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And the psalmist said here that at his right hand there's pleasures forevermore. I don't know about you tonight, but when John said that we have seen and we have heard and we have handled the word of life, friends, tonight you say, well, I want to get closer to Jesus. The only way you're going to get closer to Jesus is by this Bible tonight. This is the word of life tonight. This is God. This is Jesus tonight. This is his words tonight, and it speaks to our life in mighty, mighty volumes tonight. So I see number one tonight that joy comes from the presence of the Lord in our lives. I don't know, man, I'm just telling you tonight, as I get away and I get to get away and get a break from the pulpit, I get to see what God is really doing in my life. And you get away from that everyday preaching and studying, Brother Brent, and sticking with that word and doing church stuff and doing these things, and you get away and you see God's hand all over everything in your life and see his presence on your life. You say, well, you should see that when you're preaching. You should see that when you're studying. Sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. Can I get an amen? And you just got to have a break. You just got to break loose and get away for a little bit. And tonight, can I say to you, I thank God for the presence, his presence all over my life. Number two tonight, let me give you this. Not only joy comes from the presence of the Lord, but joy comes from the indwelling and the infilling work of the Holy Spirit. That indwelling and the infilling of the Holy Spirit produces joy tonight. If you are saved tonight, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. You cannot be saved and not have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. So tonight, I want you to get this. In Galatians chapter number 5, in verse number 22, talking about the fruit of the Spirit, the Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. So tonight, I see that one of the fruit of the Spirit is that joy that God gives us, that joy that is deep down in our heart. Here when he's coming right into these young converts and these young folk that just been born again, John said, I want you to know something, that if you want the joy of God in your life, you've got to let the Holy Spirit have its work in your life. So tonight, as I tell you that, I'm telling you about the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. That's found in Galatians 5:22. And in verse 2 of 1 John, he says, for the life was manifested, or it was made known, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was made known unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. Do you know how we have fellowship in this church? We have fellowship through the Holy Spirit tonight. We have fellowship through the Holy Ghost. You find a church that don't have unity, has division, has chaos, the Holy Ghost is not in the midst of that at all. Jesus Christ is not the author of confusion tonight. He is not that tonight. So I want you to know, to be filled up. Lord, fill me up. Number one, joy comes from the presence of the Lord. Number two, joy comes from the indwelling work of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit will indwell you, and when he comes on the inside, he takes residence. He takes over. He takes control of your life. And John said here, he will produce that joy that is in your life. Let me give you the third thing as I studied on being full of that joy tonight. The third thing, joy comes from the Word of God. Now, we misuse the word joy in a mighty way. Joy gets misused in a mighty way. But tonight, joy comes from the Word of God. Why do you think when you try to read the Bible, disturbance comes? Why do you think when you're in a valley, you say, man, I need to read my Bible, and you pick it up and you start reading, or you're on a mountaintop, and you pick it up, and as soon as you get reading it, your phone ain't rung all day long, And all of a sudden it rings. Why? Because the devil knows that your number one, the number one thing that you got is the Word of God. And when you pick that Bible up and you start reading that Word of God, all that stuff in your life is going to disappear and that joy is going to come alive. That's why he keeps us so busy being under Satan's yoke, that we're so busy doing the things of this world that we don't do the things of the Word. So tonight, number three, joy comes from the Word of God. Turn with me, if you will, to John 15, 11. Here's what Jesus says about joy tonight. John 15 and verse number 11 tonight. The joy comes from the Word of God tonight. John 15 and verse number 11. I see joy comes from the presence of the Lord. Joy comes from the indwelling work of the Holy Spirit. But joy also comes from the Word of God. In John chapter number 15 and verse number 11, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, "These things have I spoken unto you." What did he speak unto them? He spoke the Word of God. He spoke the Word. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Never one time in the Scriptures did the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus Almighty, want you to be half full of joy. He always wants you to be full of joy. Why? Because when you're on full, you're going to tell somebody. When you're full, you're going to spread the word. When you're full, you're going to do what you're supposed to do. Half empty, you won't do it. I'll never forget at times in my life, I'd be riding down the road. Brandy, she'd be at work. She'd be doing something. I'd get up in the mornings. My truck be on E. I said, "Well, I'm just going over there to Sproul Trust. I ain't got far to go. Maybe 6 miles round trip. That thing already be on E. Gas light already be on." I take off. I go to work. I make it fine. I get coming back home, and I get going up one of them old hills on 16. And as I started climbing that hill, Brother Eric, that thing would start wanting to lug down because it wouldn't go. I knew if I could make it over the hill, can I get an amen? Hey, if I could just get over that hump and get going down the hill, it would pick back up. And I would do that, and I learned to do that. But you know what? Every once in a while, it'd catch me, Brother Jerry. Every once in a while, it'd catch me. I couldn't get over the hill, and I had to call for help. And you know what she told me? She said, "I'm going to come get you one more time off the side of the road. But from now on, you better fill that vehicle up." You say, "Preacher, what is that?" That's the same way as our spiritual life. Man, we get going down the road and we know we're not full. We know we're not filled up with what God's wanting us to do. We know we don't have that joy the way that we should. And we get going down life's highway and we leave the church. We come Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday, and we're not leaving full. We're leaving half empty. We're not leaving full. We're not leaving full. We're either half empty or we're close to empty. And we get out there on the highway, life's highway, going down the fairway, going down. Life's busy. And we catch ourselves just trying to make it to Wednesday, up and down, up and down. And you know what Jesus said? He said, "Your life shouldn't be this right here." I don't know about you, but I'm tired of this. I'm tired of a roller coaster, Christianity. I like it when it's just sailing. And I know God's in front. He's doing all that he's supposed to do. I don't have to do nothing. Just get in line with him and let him drive me where I need to go. He said, by the word of God, your joy might be full, would be full tonight. I see that joy comes from the presence of the Lord. Joy comes from the indwelling work of the Holy Spirit. Joy comes from the word of God, but joy also comes from God's protection. Knowing that he's got you protected tonight. Knowing you're in his hands. Knowing nothing that comes to your life in a week does not go through the hands of God. There's not nothing you're going to face this week that didn't go through his hands. And I'm not good at this, okay? Why worry? But I worry. But he said we're in his protection. Turn with me tonight to Psalm chapter number 5 and verse number 11 tonight. I want to show you this in the Bible. Psalm chapter number 5 and verse number 11 tonight. I want to show you this. Where he said that we're in his protection tonight. And we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about what's going to happen. What's going to take place or what's going to go on. Psalm chapter number 5 and verse number 11 tonight. I want to show you this. And here is that joy comes from being in God's protection, being full in what God has called us to do. Psalm chapter number 5, verse number 11, the Bible says, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice." There's that joy. He said, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy." Let them shout for joy. Have you ever just shouted one time? You ever just had a shouting fit? This morning, we put on some woman, CC something on TV, and she was singing the goodness of God. You remember that? It's on YouTube, man. That thing's up on TV. And I just stand in the living room, and they was getting ready to blow dry her hair. I didn't have to waste that time. So I was just in front of the TV. And so she got talking about the goodness of God. I got my hands up in there. I got to shout, and Kaylee come through. She said, boy, it's going to be a good morning. Man, I just thought about how good. Sometimes I just got to shout. Amen. Come on now. This side, shout one time. Shout, middle. This side. This front side shouted. The back side left y'all out. Sometimes it just feels good. He said, those that shout for the joy of the Lord. You know what happened in Jericho? You know how the walls fell in Jericho? It's because they done what God told them to do. And when that day come, they shouted down that demon that was before them, the enemy that was before them, the devil that was before them. You say, well, I got to fight. I got to do this. I got to do that. No, you don't. All you got to do is shout the name of Jesus. Every enemy before you will fall when you shout the name of Jesus. Man, I'm telling you tonight, I've seen it time and time again. I've seen it. A mountain looks so big, it looks so tall out there, and all you have to do is shout the name of Jesus, and He's there at your defense. I see tonight my joy is full because of the protection. Let's finish this in Psalm chapter number 5 and verse number 11. Psalm chapter number 5 and verse number 11. But let all those that put their trust in Thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because Thou defendest them. Let them also that love Thy name be joyful in Thee. Let them be joyful in Thee. 1 John 1:4, he said, and these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. I see a fifth thing that joy comes from. A lot of people don't understand. Joy comes from salvation. I can't help it. I can't help it. I've been called everything under the sun. A cheerleader for Jesus, a pep rally for Jesus. I have. I can't help it. We was talking in Sunday school this morning. I thank God that I wasn't born into a religion. I was born into the family of God. I thank God for that. I thank God that I wasn't born into the Southern Baptist. I wasn't born into the Methodist. I wasn't born into the Church of Christ, the Church of God. I was just born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. I didn't have no pedigree. I didn't have no pawpaw that was a pastor. I didn't have no family that attended church. I just got born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, and there I was. Didn't know what to do. Didn't know where to believe. All I know was is I had a Bible and a burden. People was lost, dying, going to hell. They was in the same shape I was in, and they needed a Savior. That's all I knew. I didn't know a whole lot about it, but all I knew is that I knew that I was saved, and joy came from that. That joy come from that salvation. And I can't get over that. I can't get over that, Brother Bradley. I can't get over that I'm saved, washed in the blood of Jesus. You say you act like you're excited. I'm excited tonight because I know that I'm saved. Man, you just, it just does something in your life. Isaiah chapter number 12 and verse number 3, joy comes from God's salvation. Isaiah 12, 3, the Bible says, therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. I draw it out. And he has got so much joy stored up when you're saved. You can just reach here, you can reach there. There are wells everywhere. And they don't run dry. A lot of times it's been brought to our remembrance. We forget things. We forget the goodness of God. Amen. I look over there at Kenzie, and you got Landry in your arms, and man, that's a blessing straight from God. Amen. Don't you ever forget. Don't let Satan ever take out the blessing that God done there, the great miracle He done in that kid's life. Man, when you get in the pity party, and you may not never get there, but if you do, you just look at that, and don't never let that leave your memory. There's people in here, God's done something in your life, and though Satan don't want you to remember it, he wants you to erase it and get it gone, but you remember what he bought you from, what he saved you from. Man, that salvation, there's joy in it tonight. There's joy in what God does. There's joy in that tonight. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. If you're not saved tonight, you ain't got no joy. You may have happiness, but you ain't got no joy. You may have happiness. You may can smile, but you don't have no joy. So how do you know that, preacher? I know that tonight. I was one of the most happiest people you ever met. Before I got saved, I'm happy now still, but I had no joy. My happiness came from what happened moment to moment to moment to moment to moment. But when I got saved, that joy come alive in my life. Now, I want to give you the last thing tonight. You said, preacher, I don't get joy from all them things. We should. But let me give you something that you should get joy from. No matter how down and out you are tonight, you ought to get joy from this. Joy comes from knowing that your name is written in heaven. Now look around this room. There's a lot of folks beat down. A lot of folks beat down. Look right here on a Sunday morning. I see folks beat down. They ain't got to say a word. You can just tell on their face. You know, you ain't got to do a whole lot. You just look at somebody and tell what kind of day they're having. You ain't got to be a prophet. You ain't got to be a priest. You ain't got to be a king. If they crying, they upset. Either happy, upset there, but they're upset. If they come in with an old long face, something ain't right. It don't take a rocket scientist to understand people going through things. But tonight, if you can't find joy, you said, preacher, I just can't get no joy nowhere. If you're saved tonight, you'll have joy knowing that your name's written in heaven. It's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, where there is no eraser, there is no white out, there is no blotting out. It's written there in the Lamb's Book of Life. What is it written with, preacher? You didn't write it. You didn't write it. You called on His name, and He wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the God who cannot lie, Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal salvation, eternal life, in hope of eternal life, who cannot lie. Don't you think about this tonight? You didn't write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He wrote it there. When you called on His name and you got born again, He done the writing. You know tonight you didn't do the saving. He done the saving. He done the writing. He does the keeping. He does it all. All we have to do is call on Him. He done the work on the cross of Calvary. Let me give you this text before we go home tonight. Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 20, if you'll turn with me there. Joy comes from knowing your name is written in heaven. Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 20 tonight. Let's go back to verse number 18, Luke 10, 18. Joy comes from knowing your name is written in heaven. Verse number 18, the Bible says, and He said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. That's what Jesus said. And He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You'd think that was great. And boy, they was thinking, more what kind of power we got. Notwithstanding, He said, even though you've got this power, even though nothing can hurt you, even though you're in My hands, I've got you protected, I'm filling you up the way you need to be. He said, don't rejoice in them things. He said, notwithstanding. He said, listen to me, notwithstanding. That means this is what I've just told you. That's nothing. Nothing compared to your name being written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Folks, tonight, there's nothing in this life compares to that. That's your security blanket. That's what's taking care of you tonight. That's what's holding you. Whoo! That's what's keeping you and I from coming unraveled tonight. If you knew you was dying tomorrow at 11 o'clock, you'd be in panic a little bit. If you didn't, you'd be a little crazy. But He said, listen, you want to get happy about something. And this is what we've lost in a lot of places. I ain't going to say church, a lot of places. We've got over the part of being saved, Brother Eric. We've got over it. We've got over it. It just really ain't doing a whole lot for us anymore. We're saved, we're going to heaven. If I can understand what I've been saved from completely, and I look at that word and I see it, He said, Jesus Himself said, if you want to be full of joy and you want to rejoice, rejoice over this. The debt that He paid for you and I on the cross of Calvary, that we don't have to spend eternity in a devil's hell, that's a major price. The penalty that was took off your back and off my back and placed on the back of Jesus is a major price. Here's what He says. He says, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice. He said, don't worry about the spirits that's subject unto you, that you can do this and you can do that. But He said, if you want to ever get to the place that you'll rejoice, and I'm talking about come unglued, He said, I want you to rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Your names are written in heaven. This morning we talked about our walk should match our talk. If my name is written in heaven, in which it is, because I was there the day He saved me and He wrote it down, phew, ain't you glad you ain't putting that on anybody else to remember it for you? People forget. Y'all know that? People forget. You don't believe me? Why? I say pick up milk on the way home, you get home and you got garbage bags. They ain't even mention garbage bags. What are you doing? We forget. But ain't you glad God don't forget? When he's wrote your name down in heaven, he's not forget. He's not forgot about you. He's not forgot about the joy that you need in your life. And tonight, if you're not full of joy, there's some ways you can get full of it. I told you about it tonight. Being in his presence, right there where he is. He said, we've heard, we've seen, and we've handled. He said, have you ever heard? I've heard it. Have you ever seen it? I've seen it. Have you ever handled it? I got him in my hands right now. He said, rejoice that your name is written in heaven. We're going to circle up in just a minute. We're going to pray.